Education Department examines whether bathroom policy violates Title IX. Texas border business. The U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights, OCR, initiated a directed investigation into the New Richmond School District, the district in New Richmond, Wisconsin, based on reports that the district is allowing biological men to use female restrooms. OCR will determine whether the district violated Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972, Title IX, by allowing students to access intimate facilities based on gender identity, not biological sex. At a January 2026 meeting of the New Richmond School Board, multiple parents expressed concern that males were being permitted to use the girls' restroom, but parents' questions about their daughter's safety were reportedly deflected by administrators who refused to provide answers or assurances. One student testified at a subsequent board meeting about her fear, embarrassment, and anxiety given the presence of boys in the girls' restrooms, noting that she no longer uses the restrooms while in school. When a school board member introduced a policy in February 2026 to ensure bathroom and locker rooms are separated by biological sex, only 2 of the 7 board members voted in favor of the proposal. The Trump administration will always stand up for students and enforce Title IX to ensure that women and girls are safe when they are at school, said Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights Kimberly Ritchie. Young women should never be forced to share intimate spaces with boys and men because school leaders care more about radical gender ideology than protecting girls' safety, dignity, and privacy. School board members who ignore these allegations are failing the families they serve. This administration will investigate this complaint fully and address any violations it discovers promptly. Background: Title IX prohibits discrimination on the basis on sex in any program or activity receiving federal financial assistance.